Track 13, and now we come to sport. And we'll start with rugby. Injury hit teens beaten by Camels. Tynmouth Rugby Football Club, 15. Weybridge Camels, 39. With the poor weather and December looming, numbers were low both on and off the pitch for Tynmouth RFC. The second 15 game was cancelled to allow enough players to make up the team. Teens gained possession from the off and kicked for territory, and when Weybridge Camels were awarded the advantage, they ran down the wing for an early score. Captain Pete Parsons was forced off through injury, which is a big blow for the hosts, George Franklin stepping up as skipper in his absence. George Franklin, playing at number 6, took the Man of the Match award for Tynmouth, having filled in for the stricken Parsons as captain. Newton Abbott were overwhelmed 67-19 by Topsham in a one-sided encounter between teams at opposite ends of the South West 2 table. Newton Abbott, stuck fast at the bottom of the pile, were hanging on at 29-12 down to the table toppers when the half-time whistle went. 4 Topsham tries in the first 10 minutes set the tone for the game. And Newton Abbott Rugby Football Club's second 15, the Spartans, were also in action. But as was the case with the first 15, they too suffered defeat. Exeter Athletic visited the Spartans at Rackerhays and travelled home with a strong 50-24 win under their belt afterwards. And New Cross thumped Exeter Engineers 33-12 at Five Lanes to stay second behind leaders Crediton Quins in Devon 2 North East. The Kingstainton outfit were 26-7 up by half time and effectively had the game sewn up. Tim Marshall, the New Cross team manager, said, "We played to our strengths and gave the opposition little to work with. It was a good performance." Buckland Athletic suffered late heartbreak in their Western Football League outing. Portishead Town were the visitors at Homer's Heath, and they struck at the death to take all 3 points away. After a goalless 45, Portishead took the initiative after the break, courtesy of Jay Murray. It then became all about substitutes for Dan Hart, and one of those who he sent on, Luke Forward, took less than 5 minutes to level the score in Newton Abbott, getting a touch on Frankie Jones' shot to ensure an equaliser. The drama wasn't done there, as Callum Eastwood turned home a rebound for the away team to restore their advantage in the 89th minute. The final score was Buckland Athletic 1, Portishead 2. Two Friday night fixtures fell victim of the weather once again in the South West Peninsula League. Bovey Tracy and Tynmouth AFC were set to go toe-to-toe on November the 29th in a local clash, whilst Newton Abbott Spurs had an away fixture scheduled against Elberton Villa in the Walter C. Parsons League Cup. Neither game went ahead, making it 2 weeks on the spin that this quartet have been without action. Ilsington Villa remain in second place thanks to a routine 4-1 home win versus Totnes and Dartington in the South Devon Football League Premier Division. In the big Newton Abbott derby, Spurs and 66 fought out a 1-1 draw in a very entertaining game. Kingstainton Athletic moved menacingly into fourth place following a great 4-2 home win against fellow challengers East Allington United, who stay in the bottom half of the table, but with 3 games in hand. Finally, we come on to hockey and the England Hockey National League Conference West. Ashmore Men's 11, 4, Isker Men's first 11, 2. Ashmore showed why they are undefeated at home with a dynamic and dominant performance in the local derby against Isker. Fielding a much strengthened side, Ashmore took the game to the Exeter Bay side from the first whistle. early work from Theo Bennett, who this week discovered he had gained selection for England under-16s, and Ben Barnett was a wake-up call. The win was just reward for Ashmore's work at both ends and moves them up to sixth in the table. Theo Bennett's week got even better when he was selected as the Palex player of the match. And in the ladies' hockey, in the Petroc Division 2, Ashmore women's first 11 5, Dawlish women's first 11 0. Ashmore started strongly against Dawlish women's 11 with the top goal scorer Tilly McEwen giving them an early lead with a well-executed penalty corner. Emmy Beckman and Emily Hunter struck to put them in a commanding position heading into the break. Second half scores from McEwen and Buckman, followed by resolute defending, help see out the victory and leaves Ashmore in a comfortable position in top spot. Emmy Buckman was named as the player of the match. And that concludes the sport for this week.